The Tosis Vav Amud Aleph, going over to Vav Amud Beis, has two different topics. On Amud Aleph, the topic that they're trying to prove from the six different Hoichoches is that Mechila Ein Tzricha Kinyan. If you owe me money and I say I'm Moichel, so I cannot back out later on, even though no Kinyan was made. So they prove it conclusively. That's how we accept that Laloch. The second half of the Tosis that starts on the last line on Amud Aleph goes over to Amud Beis, totally unrelated topic, whether Kinyan Sudi requires Eidus Lekim Adover. This Tosis appears in a few different Masechtos that where Tosis proves that Kinyan Suda does not require Eidus L'kim Adover. It says on the side of the margin, Ein Tosis Kiddushin Tzamachem and Beis Demiraschal Le'ibur Sahadi Adlo the Shakri. The same Tosis appears there. There, in Kiddushin, the Tosvi HaRosh asks, he doesn't understand Mechlav. Why did Tosis even have to bring up an issue? Of course you don't need Eidus L'kim Adover. Why was there even a Havamina? Why was there a Havamina? So, because the Ravid holds that you do need Eidus L'kim Adov. On the top line in the Tais was in Bava Amud Beis. Tais is quotes from Bava Basu Daf Mem Amud Aleph with Alosh and Agamar's Kinyan Bifnei Shnayim. The word Kinyan, when it doesn't say which Kinyan, Kinyan Chalipin, Kinyan Shtar, Kinyan Chazoka, Kinyan Hagbor, Kinyan Mashiach, when you just say Kinyan, so Stam Kinyan usually means Kinyan Chalipin, Kinyan Sudev. The two kinds of chalipin. There's this Tosis in Perek HaZohar, where Tosis shows, Tosis quotes Rabbi Natam, there's a chalipin shove b'shove, like HaMachlik Parah B'Chamor. The Mishnah Bava Metzia Daf Kuf HaMeral. Machlik Parah B'Chamor. I'm giving you, I have a chamor and you have a parah. So when you are cutting the chamor, I'm cutting automatically the chamor in exchange. That's chalipin shove b'shove. Then there's kinyan chalipin that we talk about, kinyan suder. That I give you a kli, you give a suder is a handkerchief, you give a ballpoint pen, you give a pair of glasses, whatever. A kli shalem, you shouldn't give a kli shavur, a broken kli, even if it's useful. So you give a kli, in exchange for which I'm going to $1 million apartment building, and then I have to pay you the money. Chalipin shav b'shav, but there is no demei hamekach. That's it, it's barter. And chalipin of suder, you do have to pay the money. The Tosis quotes Rabbi Natam that there are differences lalach between the two. Even though they're both called chalipin, there's a difference. Here Tosis is talking about chalipin of suder. So the Ravid comments on the side of the Rambam, and the Rambam in Hilchos Mechira writes, whenever you make a kinyan in Mamanis, whether karko or metaltalim, even if you make a kinyan, and he spells kinyan kuf nud yud yud nun, a lot of times he spells it with two yuds to imply the kinyan suder, the kinyan chalipin. So the Rambam writes, you never need Eidus L'kim Adov. Eidus L'kim Adov is only needed by Gitni Kiddushin, and you don't need it by Kinyoni Mammon. And the Ravid says, not everybody agrees, means he disagrees. Not everybody agrees with the Rambam. There are those who disagree by Kinyan Chalipin of Surah. By Kinyan Chalipin Shavu B'Shavu, the Ravid also agrees that there's no need for Eidus L'kim Adov. By Surah, there is an opinion that yes. Why? But that's the simple reading of the Gemara. Baruch Basi, Kinyan Mifnei Shnayim. Kinyan Suda has to be done in the presence of two witnesses. So the other Rishonim say, no, that's the beginning, that's the first half of a longer sentence. The sentence begins, a Kinyan, that was, even if the Kinyan Suda was made in the presence of two witnesses, if the Kinyan Suda, not even if it's, if the Kinyan Suda was made in the presence of two witnesses, Bein Tzarach Loimer K'soivu, usually for Adam to be allowed to write down the sign of Shtar, poses a problem. We have an institution of star, but it contradicts the Gzeres HaKosam, Pim Elohim Piksovam. So how did the two jive together? How can you ever have a star if there's a Gemara in Gittin, Dafayinam and Aleph? We learn that Pim Elohim Piksovam. So Rabbi Natam says there is no such din, Pim Elohim Piksovam. Gemara just says that an Elim, one is physically unable to talk, cannot give Haggadah Seders, because Pim, he can't send a letter to Bezin, because he's a psul. A person is an Elam, cannot give Agadah Seder. But there is no such halacha that you can't, if you are able to talk, then you don't necessarily have to deliver the Eidus Baal Peh. You can write a letter to the Bezin, and the Bezin will read it. That'll be the Kabbalah Seder. Rabbi Natam denies the whole din of the Pim, just says that it's a Psul Aguf and Elam. But most of the Mishanim hold not like the Rabbi Natam. They hold as a Dim Pim, Olympic Sam. So how can you ever have a star? Every star is in contradiction to that din. So Tosfos in Ksubis, Daf Chof and Amud Aleph, going over to Chof and Beis, as an important Tosfos, the Tosfos gives the answer that the Baal HaMor gives also, the Baal HaMor is in Yibam, is Daf Lamed Aleph, and all the Rishonim give that answer. it's only considered a shtar if it's written midas hamischayv. If the Edom write the shtar on their own, without das hamischayv, they were not authorized to write the shtar by the one against whom the testimony stands to... it's going to be against his interests. The loive authorizes the Edom, write a shtar that I owe him $1,000. If the Malva tells the Edom, write me a shtar, you saw the way he borrowed the money, he's not the das hamischayv, he's going to get the shtar. Das HaMeschayv is the loiva, or let's say I sell my house to you, so now it belongs to you, no longer belongs to me. So I have to authorize the writing in the shtar, not the lokeach. The lokeach is going to gain the ownership of the house. So the mecher, or the noisen matona, the one who's giving the matona of the karka, has to authorize the edim that they should write the shtar. So if the shtar is written midas HaMeschayv, then it has a din of shtar. The shtar is not written midas HaMeschayv, then it's mepiyah and pigsov. So the Gemara says in Baba Basa and Daf Mem, that's the meaning of that statement. Kinyan, Neshnayim, if a Kinyan Suda was made in the presence of two witnesses, those two witnesses have the right to write a shtar, even though the Das HaMeschayv never authorized them explicitly, because it's implicit, it's self-understood. If you do a Kinyan Chalipin in the presence of two Edim, it's self-understood that it's as if you had authorized the witnesses to write the shtar. There is a Tosfos, which is not accepted at all. There is a Tosfos who's of the opinion, a big Tosfos in Ksuvos, that Kinyan Bifnei Shnayim Etzach Lamek Sod means any Kinyan. Doesn't have to be a Kinyan Suda. He may sold the karka with Kesav, he sold the karka with a Kinyan Chazaka. Also, you don't have to, whenever you make a Kinyan, and anything in the presence of two witnesses, it's implicit that they, as if you authorize them explicitly, that they should write a shtar. So that opinion is not accepted. In the Shulchan Aruch writes only Kinyan Suda, it's self-understood, and then there's a long parenthesis around six lines long, and they give you all the Rishonim and say like that. It's only Kinyan Suda. Kinyan Suda Bifnei Shnayim. So the reason why Tosfos had to make such a fuss, that Tosfos HaRosh and Kiddushin asked, what was the issue? Why should there be a Havamina? The Havamina was because there are some Rishonim hold a Maskana like that. The Raibin holds a Halacha like that. Quoted by the Shita Mekubetz in Sambal Basadaf Mem, and he writes it in the Hasagas on the Rambam in Hilchas Mechira. There he doesn't write that he says that, but he says there are those who disagree with the Rambam by Kinyan Chalipin of Suda. What's the issue? So Rav Soloveitchik was fond of giving his interpretation. Someone in the Shia raised an issue when we learned the first time. It doesn't seem to fit Rav Soloveitchik's shot. Doesn't seem to fit into the Rambam. It was a strong kasha. I don't know. Because the Rambam says a difference between a boy and a girl by cotton, shigilo and a saputas. I don't know how it fits into the Rambam. It's a good question. But he explained over here, why should there be an opinion that Chalipin needs Eidus L'Kim Adav? Why in the world should there be such an opinion? So the question is, why do you need Eidus L'Kim Adav by Gittin L'Kiddushin? So the Mishnah Melech raises a question, do you need Eidus L'Kim Adav by Yibum? When the Yovam performs Yibum, what should the question be? So I would have worded the question not the way the Mishlam Melech does. I would have worded the question. We know that there are three ways to make Kiddushin. Kiddushin Kesav Shtar Rabia, the opening Mishnah in Kiddushin. And if you do Kiddushin Kesav and Kiddushin Shtar, you have to have Eidus L'Kim Adov. You do Kiddushin Bia, you also have to have Eidus L'Kim Adov. You don't require the Edom should be in the bedroom. The whole thing Kiddushin Bia is a chutzpah. Min HaTorah, it's chal, but min the Rabbanon, the Gemara says they prohibited that you're not allowed to do Kiddushi Biyah because it's a chutzpah. So if you're going to do Kiddushi Biyah, you have to tell the witnesses, stand outside of the bedroom, I'm going to make a Kaddish the Yishav Biyah. So but the Edom don't see what's happening. They're outside, the door is locked. So the Gemara has an expression, Hein 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 Yichud, Hein 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 Biyah. In the end, the Masech is Gittin. The Gemara says, the Edom see they're going into a room together for the sake of Yichud. So we assume that they're having Biyah, even though usually you have to have the Edom have to see everything, and they can't extrapolate. If they saw a little bit, they can't extrapolate from that what happened. But over here, the Maharam Rutenberg has an expression in his tshuva that's printed in the end of every section in the Rambam. You ever look, the Tshuvas Maimoni. The Tshuvas Maimoni have nothing to do with it. Hagos Maimoni on the bottom page has nothing to do with the Rambam, if you ever noticed it. Hagos Maimoni just makes believe the Rambam didn't exist, and he tells you what Rashi and Tosfos have to say about the topic. It doesn't relate to the Rambam. And then every so often the Hagos Maimoni on the bottom of the page will tell you, look in the Tshuvas Maimoni. The Tshuvas Maimoni is at the end of every section, you have all these Tshuvas. Most of the Tshuvas are written by the Maharam Rutenberg. some of them by the other Balei HaTosfos. Each tshuva has number, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, and so on. So there's a tshuvas maimony by the Maharam Rutmerg, at the end of Sefer Ishus. The Raman, there are 14 svarim. That's why we call it by the nickname, the Arach HaZaka. The original title is Mishneh Torah. And the Raman writes an introduction, all you have to do is read the Tanakh and read my Sefer, and you know all there is to know, and you don't have to read anything else. So the Klal Yisrael didn't go for that line in the Rambam, so we don't even call it by its title, Mishneh Torah. We use the nickname Yad HaZaka because they're Yud Dalet Svarim. They're 14 Svarim, Mada, Habaz, Manim, and so on. So at the end of Chelek Noshim, one of the many tshuvas that's there is a tshuva by the Maharam Rutmerg about Eidus by a wedding. The Gemara says if you get married, Beinol the Beinol, the Chosan and the Kala both agree that they got married, but there's no Eidim watching, so the Kedushin is not Chal. That's Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik coined an expression that's Eidus Lekiyam Adovim. The Beis HaLevi was the father of Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik. He also talks about the difference between Eidus Lekiyam Adovim and Bir Adov, but he didn't coin the expression. So it takes him three lines to say what he means by Eidus Lekiyam Adovim, and three lines to say what he means by Eidus Lebir Adovim. And that's one of the things that Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik did, and Rabbi Soloveitchik, his grandson, who was here in Yeshiva, he was very good at coining expressions. So you have a whole concept that takes a whole paragraph, and you say it in one word, you say it in two words. Rabbi Soloveitchik has that in a lot of his English essays also. He uses terminology which have, in his way of speaking, that word has a connotation. And other people don't know the connotation, so they should have printed cross-references. They should really tell you, look in this essay where he has a whole paragraph and he explains what he means by that word. So in Hebrew also, he used to coin expression. This Rav Chaim coined this expression. Eidus Lekiyam Adov, as opposed, the Beis HaLevi talks about the differences between the two. He has a tshuva l'halacha, but he doesn't have the terminology. That the terminology is from Chaim Soloveitchik, Eidus Lekiyam Adov versus Eidus Lebir Adov. So I would have said, what's the suffix whether Yibum needs Eidus Lekiyam Adover? It's a machlekes harishayna, machlekes in Shulchan Aruch. What's the issue? So I would have said, Kiddushin needs Eidus Lekiyam Adover. There are three kinds of Kiddushin. Kiddushin Kesav Shtar Abiyah. Yibum is when my brother dies and he leaves no children and I'm supposed to do Yibum. I have no choice, Minatar. I don't have the Kesav or Biyah. There's only one way to do it, Biyah. So should I say, it's Kiddush Biyah? So just like Kiddush Biyah needs Eidus Lekiyam Adover, so Yibum is Kiddush Biyah. Or should I say, no, has nothing to do with Kiddush Biyah. Yibum is a mitzvah of Yibum, it's a mitzvah. When you shake a lulav, you have to have Eidus Lekiyam Adover. When you put on talis and tefillin, when you bench licht, you don't need Eidus Lekiyam Adover. When you perform Yibum, it's a mitzvah, you don't need Eidus Lekiyam Adover. That's the way I would have worded it. That's not the way the Mishlei Melech presents it. Mishlei Melech writes the issue, he poses the issue. Do you need Eidus Lekiyam Adov? Then he says, look in the Shulchan Aruch, it's a machlokes harishayim. The Ferish and machlokes. So he said, what's the issue? He says, on the one hand, they're going to be married. After the Yibum, they're going to be married. So it should be, you should require Eidus Lekiyam Adov because that's Dovah should be Erva. On the other hand, so I would have said, on the other hand, it's not Kiddush Biyah. If it would have been Kiddush Biyah, Kesem Ashtar would have also been good. It's a mitzvah Yibum. He doesn't say that. He says, on the other hand, since Yibum is Kaina, even Bal Korcho, he doesn't want to do Yibum. He thought it was his own wife. He thought he's having Biyah with his own wife. And it turns out that he was having the Biyah with the Yavama. So the Mishnah says that's the beginning of Perak HaBal Yimimtoi. The first line, Bal Yimimtoi, Beim Shagig, Beim Meset, Beim Yenis, Beim Rotzen, is Kaina. So since it's Kaina even Belidas, so maybe that's why you don't need Eidus Lekiyam Adov. What's the connection? Because you don't need Das. So Rav Chaim picks up on that in a Sefer on the Rambam and Hilchos Chalitza. He doesn't refer you back to the Mishnah Melech, but obviously that's where he got this idea from. So Rav Chaim Soloveitchik explains, he thinks the Rambam's opinion is, this is questionable, but he thinks the Rambam's opinion, he comes to answer a certain difficulty with the Rambam, which others answer in a different way. So the Hechrich is not so Muchrach that Rav Chaim has, but he raises this possibility. Maybe the idea behind Eidus Lekiyam Adov is that you need a higher level of Das to get the Kiddushin. We know that not all things that need Das need the same level of Das. For example, the Dorim and Shvus and Ziris Hekdeshes Echen Ocharomen, that's called in Yoni Haflo. That's one of the 14 Svarim in the Rambam's Mishnah Torah, Sefer HaFloa. HaFloa isha isha ki afli linda dede noza lahazah. What does HaFloa mean? So Rashi writes, Yifarish bisfasov, parlay balaz, to talk. Something that's chalai. The Amira is called haflo. When you magdish something, you take a neder, a shvu, and a zirus, that's called a yoni haflo. So the din is that the year before bar mitzvah, by a girl from the age of 11 on, by a boy from the age of 12 on, a cotton mufla samach liyish, if he knows what he's talking about, so nedarav nevdokim, you have to check if he knows. When you're talking about it, it's binding. Neder is binding. If a boy or a girl understand what marriage is all about and decide to get married a year before bar mitzvah, or a child the year before bar mitzvah wants to sell his property, he's a yosem and he got a big yerush, wants to sell it, he doesn't have, minatari doesn't have the ability to sell. A kotni, even a year before bar mitzvah, who's a genius, al pidin is ala barda. So why is it that his nedarim are binding? So the answer obviously is, you don't need such a high level of das. The two levels of das, for gitmi kedushin and mekka chamemka, you need a higher level of das. And for haflo, a lower level of das is sufficient. Question is that mufla samach liyish, that if he takes a neder and a neder binding, that's a machloikis in the Gemara, maseches nido, machloikis the Rambam and the Ravid, whether that's a din derais, a din derabanan. So maybe it's only a din derabanan, maybe if it's only din derabanan, maybe it doesn't really prove anything. Maybe on the level of derais, for inyone haflo, you need the same high level of das as in mekech hamemke and gitmei kedushin. So the answer is it can't be, because why would the rabbanan change it? If on the level of the araisa, half das haflo is the same as mekech hamemkar. So called the tikkun rabbanan came, the araisa tikkun must be patterned after some din the araisa. So even if you assume that the institution of mufla samach liish is only the rabbanan a year before bar mitzvah, the dor of nevdokim and it's binding, even if you say it's only the rabbanan. But it must be based on some din deraisa that indicates that das haflo doesn't need such a high level of das. So Rav Soloveitchik says, of course it is. It's based on the institution of hatoras nedarim. Person takes a neder, and he understands everything that's going on. He gets angry at his mother-in-law is having a 100th birthday, and he takes a neder, he's not going to attend the birthday party. Then the mother-in-law cuts him out of her will. She gets angry or whatever. She gives him a hard time. Mother-in-law is staying by him. So she gives him a hard time. And then he says, in all honesty, if I would have realized, I knew that it was I was going to get into trouble with this. I didn't realize how much trouble I was going to get myself into. If I would have realized how much trouble, I would never have taken a neder in the first place. If he's telling a lie, if he would have taken a neder anyway. So the whole, even when Bezin says, mutalach, 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 it's not mutalach. It's only a hataras and darim if he gives an honest Pesach. Pesach means I didn't realize a certain point of information. If I, let's say a person takes a neder, he's very wealthy, many. They're making an appeal on shul, he pledges to give $100,000. Then he finds out afterwards that yesterday he lost the Shabbos, he wasn't in touch with his accountant, whatever. Found out yesterday he lost all of his wealth and he hardly has any money at all. And he can't afford to give $100,000, doesn't have so much money in the bank. So that's a mamisha that I don't even know if you need hataras and darim over there. Could be that you don't. Sometimes it's such a tois that you don't even need hataras and darim. And sometimes it's a tois, it's not a tois by itself. If the bezin will declare that the neder is not binding because it's a neder of a tois, so then there'll be yoker the neder meikara. So you see from the institution of hataras and darim that the das by nedarim is not the same level of das by git mekedushin by mekach and memkar. A person buys real estate and he thinks all of real estate has gone up, that's the way to make money. Or he buys stocks in a certain corporation and everybody's buying stocks and everybody's getting rich. And because he buys his stock, it goes down, the real estate goes down. So he's going to say, in all honesty, he's got to be best. And he say, if I were to realize that it's going to go down, I would never have bought it in the first place. Everybody agrees to that. But this, sorry, tough luck. That's life is always like that. You take a gamble. You married the girl, you thought it was going to work out well, and it didn't work out. So you're going to say, it's kiddush tois, I don't need a get because it didn't work out well. No. For the first year or two, they were living together. They were fighting, whatever. But you can't say you don't need a get. It's only by nedarim, because nedarim is a lower level, needs a lower level of das. It's easier to blow over the das of the neder. The bezin can declare later, if he would have been aware of this fact that he's going to get into trouble, he would never have taken a neder. So it's easy come, easy go. It's a lower level of das, and it's easier to knock it over. But the das that's needed by git mikidush and by mekach memka, that's a higher level of das, that you can't knock off so easily. So the, even if one should assume that the din of mufla samach liyish, that means the year before bar mitzvah, the nedarim are binding, even if one will assume that's a machlekes and the gemara machlekes, the Rambam and the Rai, whether that's the Raisa or the Rabbanon, even if assume that's the Rabbanon, but the principle that is based on is certainly a principle, the Raisa, namely, that das hafloa is a lower level of das, doesn't require such a high level of das. In the end of Kiddushin, there's a machlekes or rishonim. Some rishonim understand from the Gemara that a geisis, one is holding by the end. Gesisa means that the process, that death is a process, and the beginning of the process already set in. So that's the Rambam's definition. Mishnah so hold us. The Mishnah says one is a geisis. A geisis kechay l'chol dvar. The geisis is not dead and he's not metamek. So the expression used in the Mishnah, a geisis kechay l'chol dvar, for all intents and purposes, he's considered alive. So the Rabbeinu Yoel Mibuna from Bonn, a city in Germany, Rabbeinu Yoel Mibuna is of the opinion, based on a Gemara, that's how we read the Gemara in the end of Kiddushin, that a geisis cannot make kinyanim and he cannot give a get. He cannot. So they all ask, but it's a beferish in Mishnah. Geisis kechai. It says in the Mishnah, if he takes a netter, the netter is binding. So the Rosh answers, das haflo is easier. Das haflo v'haraya, that a mufla samach liyisha is good. Even if your mufla samach liyisha is rabbanon, but still, it's an indication on the level of deraisa, you don't need such a high level of das. So geisis is kechai, he's considered a bardas benigyat to nidorim. But the Rabbeinu Yoel is not considered a bardas benigyat to kinyonim. That's, he has a pshat in the Gemara like that. A geisis is, since he's already had one leg out, he's already, the process of death has already begun, so he's not a full bardas. So benigyat to mekech hamemkin, gittin kiddushin, you need a higher level of das. So then, once you say like that, there's more than one level of das. You don't say that everything that needs das, and all in Yoni HaFlo, everything needs the same level of das. Once you say two levels of das, then you can already say there's more than two levels of das. That's what Rav Chaim suggests. Maybe Gidvin Kedushin need a higher level of das than Mekach HaMemker. Where's the Mokah to say like that you need a higher level of das? It's a run in a dorim. Gemara says in a dorim that if a person takes a neder, it backs out Turk de Dibur, so Chazor Turk de Dibur cancels the neder. What if a person sells a house? He makes a business transaction. He backs out Turk de Dibur. So the Gemara says, you back out Turk de Dibur, so the Chazor is good. What if a man gives a ring to a girl, says, Ariat Mukudeshesli? Then Turk de Dibur, he backs out. Or gives his wife a get. There's Ariat Mukudeshes, and he backs out Turk de Dibur. So the Gemara says, Chutz Migit Mikedushin. You cannot back out by Git Mikedushin. Why not? Why not? So the Some Rishonim say the whole institution of Chazorah Terch Kedei Diba by Mekach HaMemka is only with the Rabbanon. It's a long Rabban there. You know, so it's only with the Rabbanon. So of course he can't back out by Yisav HaHeter. You shouldn't be able to back out by the Dorim Shavuos either. You have to say the two dinim of Terch Kedei Diba. One din by Kinyonim is only the Rabbanon. By Nedim Shavuos, the Reis, it's complicated already. And the Ran gives a different explanation. The Ran has a famous explanation. Where is this in the Dorim? Anybody ever learn the Dorim? Daf Pei Zayin or so? The end of Nedarim. Nedarim ends around Tzadik Aleph or so. I was once at a Sheva Brachas. One of the boys from the Yeshiva got married. So the girl's father was a big kibbutzer. So he made up a whole, he made believe he was reading a Gemara. He made up a whole Gemara. So the first thing he said, he took a page and he put it into Gemara Kiddushin. And he said, he said, he's going to read from Gittin Daf Tzadik Dalet. There is no Gittin Daf Tzadik Dalet. So most of the people there didn't realize that the whole thing was a joke. And I started to laugh right away, getting up Sagba. He made up a whole Gemara. Anyway, so you should know that the Dorm ends soon after Peizayin. So around that Peizayin, Peiches over there. So the Gemara says, you can back out Terch Kedei Diba by Mekach HaMemkar, by Nedor Meshavuos, but you cannot back out by Gittin Kedushin. So there's a famous Ran. The Ran says, there's never a din. You can never back out Terch Kedei Diba. Pshat is like this. If a person takes a neder and he backs out Turk de Dibur, it's a gloy Muslim mafreh. He really never had day of shlema at the time that he took the net. If he backs out so quickly, it's an indication he never really wanted it. Or if a person makes a kinyan and he backs out Turk de Dibur, so it's an indication that he never had day of shlema. But by gittin the kiddushin, which are such serious things, that a person doesn't begin to say areh mukudeshesli. He doesn't kid, people don't kid around about these kind of things. So if a person says Hare Zegitach to his wife and he gives it a get, or he says Hare Mukudeshesli to a single girl, and then he backs out Terch Kedei Dibur, you cannot take the Chazar Terch Kedei Dibur as an indication that he never really had das in the first place. He says there never is a din. There's never an institution of Chazar Terch Kedei Dibur. If you back out Terch Kedei Dibur, it's an indication there never was das, And by Gitmei Kedushin, since you need a higher level of Das, we assume there certainly was Das over there.
There's a Maisa by Gitmei Kedushin along with the Dibur.
Right.
Which isn't by the others.
No, Mekka Chamemka also there's a Maisa. Let's say he makes a Kinyan Chazok on the Karka, he makes a Kinyan Shtar, and then he backs out there, even though there is a Maisa.
The Kinyan Kedushin are inherently filled with Das. That, like the Maisa is, you're not going to not have Das for it. Why do we need to add Adam? If Adam were just there to enhance the level of Das, beginning Kedushin are so serious anyway, they wouldn't need that crutch.
So that's what the Mishlam Melech raises a possibility, and the Rav Chaim picks up, he thinks that that's in fact the Rambam's opinion. He thinks that the Adam Kedushin, the Adis Lekim HaDas, to elevate the level of the Das, that if the Das is expressed in a public fashion, a person gets on international TV and he says, Hariat Mukadeshasli. So the whole world knows about it. So even if he just says it in the presence of two kosher Adam, that's considered if the whole world knows about it, because the two Adam will be able to tell everybody.
Why would we need that? According to the Ron, it's inherent in...
It's inherent, but we want to even strengthen it more. So that's a Mishlam Melech suggestion. Maybe that's what Eidus L'Kim Adav was all about. So that's why he suggests that maybe by Yibur, since the Yibur HaBol Yivimta, Beim Shegig, Beim Emezer, he thought it was his wife. He didn't even realize that it was his sister-in-law. And the Mishnah says he's still Kainai, Kainai Bal Korchai. So if you don't need Das, how can you say you need Eidus L'Kim Adav to elevate the level of the Das? So that was his suggestion. So if one should adopt that position, then Rav Chaim goes further, and he says that a get needs a higher level of Das than Kiddushin. Why should he say that? We can understand that also. Kiddushin, everybody falls in love when they're young, and everybody gets married when you get divorced. That's a major decision. Getting married is a major decision, but getting divorced from your wife is a bigger decision. So we can understand why one should say a svar, but do you have any halacha based on that? Rav Chaim answered the difficulty in the Rambam based on this assumption that get needs a higher level of das and kiddushin, and he explained a couple of dina based on this. So he said basically that what there are four levels of das so far. Mm-hmm. There's a das haflor, then you have das mekach hamemka, then you have das kiddushin, then you have das gittin. The gittin kiddushin both in the areas like came out of, but gittin even needs a higher level of das. Okay, possibility.
According to the Rambam, it's Iglai Nosalama Freya. So doesn't that show, you know, if Kiddushin needs such a high level of Das, so if it gets rid of the Das for a Nether or a Kinyan, so it should certainly get rid of the Das for a Kiddushin. Meaning, if it's Iglai Mil said that there was no Das, Kiddushin needed a higher level of Das.
So the Ron thinks that by getting the Kiddushin, he would have never expressed the Das in the first place, unless he had a Day of Shlema. So just because he backs out right away cannot be taken as an indication that it never really meant it. He really did mean it, and he's backing out in the Kanal Abor, and there's no din, that's the Chiddush that the Ran has. There's no such din that you can have Chazara Terkele Diva. Just if you back out so soon, it's an indication that you never had Das. So he says, by Yitvin Kedushin, he would never have proposed to the girl in the first place. He would never have given her the get in the first place, unless it was a Day of Shlema. So backing out so soon means that he backed out afterwards. That backing out afterwards never valid.
The machlokas, the Rambam and the Ravid about whether you need Edom for Halibin, for Suda. Would that be a machlokas in how much das is needed, or how seriously you take the opinion?
No. So that's why Rav Chaim Soloveitchik has another explanation. Rav Soloveitchik put the two together. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik pointed out the following. The Nesivis very often quotes a Pnei Yeshua. So the Nesivis, lived in the 1800s, Pnei Yeshua lived in the 1700s. So the Pnei Yeshua comments on a Gemara in Gittin, in the second parak in Gittin, that Kinyani Karka don't work on Metalton, Kinyani Metalton don't work on Karka. The Gemara talks about a flower pot with something growing inside, and not it's Nokuv as opposed to not Shena Nokuv. If there's a nekev on the bottom on the flower pot, then whatever's growing there is yearning from the ground below. And if it's not to chain a nokuv, then it's not being yearning from the ground below. Tosfos says in Gittin, it depends what material is the flower pot made from. Is it made from wood or is it made from cheres? Sometimes it'll be yearning even if there is a floor, even if it's not to chain a nokuv. Okay. Well, we usually don't go into the details. So the Gemara talks about a distinction between an otzus nokuv and an otzus chain a nokuv. So the Gemara says, if the thing that's growing in the flower pot is growing in an otzutz nokuv, Then it's dina kemechuba la karka, it's yoni from the ground. And then chazaka works. Kinyane karka will work, and hagbol will not work. Kinyane betalton will not work. And if the yotzitz is enonoku, so the stuff that's growing on the flower part is dina kemetaltalim, it's not yoni from the ground. So then hagbol meshicha will work, and chazaka will not work. So the Pnei Yeshua asks, but Givald, it's the exact same flower pot. He picks up the flower pot like this, exactly the same, whether it has a hole on the bottom, doesn't have a hollow. So how come over here you say Chazoka works and Hagba Mashiach doesn't work? Then you say Hagba Mashiach works and Chazoka doesn't work. The Pnei Yeshua gives several suggestions. So the suggestion that the Nesivus adopts, he accepts, is Kach Nemer Halacha, Kinyani Karka don't work on Metaltalim, Kinyani Metaltalim don't work on Karka. It's against this at Piske HaTaisus in Bukhairis. But the Piske HaTaisus writes that Chazaka works even on Metaltalim. It's against it. It's a Beferish Gemara in Gittin that it's not true. But we don't accept that Piske HaTaisus. We accept the Gemara in Gittin that Chazaka only works on Karka. So the question was, Manashtana Kinyi Chalipin. Kinyi Chalipin works either on Karka or on Metaltalim. So which is it? Is Kinyi Chalipin of Suda? Is it? Was it formulated as a Kenya Karka? Was it formulated as a Kenya Metalton? How can it be that it works on everything? So the Rishonim, the Balei HaTosfos, have a comment on this. And they say, because it says in Megillas Rus, where the institution of Chalipin is recorded, it says, V'zos ha'lefon b'Yisrael, al gul v'alatmon, l'kayim kol dover, v'sholof ishtam v'nosam, so it said, l'kayim kol dover. Kol dover means anything and everything. Anything under the sun, you can be makna yidei Chalipin. So it's already something unusual. The Chalipin, Chalipin works both on Karka and on Metaltalim. Then there's a machlokes in the Gemara in Perek Hazor when they have all the discussions of Kinyan Chalipin, how does it work, how does Suda work. So there's a machlokes, Rabbi Levi, is it Bekelev Shalkan or Bekelev Shalmakna? Does the Mekabel Matana gives a kli, or the, I want to buy that building across the street, so I give you the Suda, in exchange which you Makna the house to me, or no, you give me the Suda, and you say, just like I'm kind of the Suda, I should be kind of the house. So it's a machlokes Rabbi Levi in the Gemara. Then Rashi interprets in one opinion in the Gemara. Tosfos quotes this Rashi. We don't have the Rashi. Tosfos in Perek Hazor quotes a Rashi that there's one opinion in the Gemara. It's either Bekelev Shalkana or Bekelev Shalmakna. How can that be? That's in Yiddish folklore. They talk about the Chazan who was singing. David ben Yishai, Yishai ben David, David ben Yishai, Yishai. So which is it? Is it Dormeisha, Yishai ben David? It does make a difference whether Kelev Shalkana or Kelev Shalmakna. What kind of a Kenyan is it? A strange Kenyan. That's how Rav Chaim explained a whole bunch of strange things. And the Rambam says that the Rambam writes in the end of Hilchas Mechira, the beginning of Perek Chof Tos, he writes, there are three people, Shlosha, Ein Mikra Mekach, Veim Am Kerem Emka, Din Torah, the Cherushah, Tibukot, and Labanei Das, they can't make any Kenyan. But with the Rabbanan, they made a Takana that if the child is a Yosem, he has nobody, he has no apotropis to take care of his property, so the Kotan Yosem has the ability, Midrabanan Hefkebezna has the ability to sell Metaltalim. If you're going to sell Karka, he can lose his pants. He may not, kid is just, even if he's 13, you don't let him, even if he's by Mitra, you don't sell Imka Binich Seyava Chihe Ben Esrim. You don't allow a child to sell Karka that he got Birusha from his father until he reaches the age of 20. If the kid sold Kool-Aid, and delivered newspapers and whatever, and he washed windows and he made so much money and he bought karka, so then we let him sell a karka even before the age of 20. But if he got the karka b'Yerusha, limka b'nichse yaviv, so we say till he reaches the age of 20 his sale is not valid, because we're afraid he doesn't know what he's talking about. So the Rambam writes over there, the cotton shigir lo enes haputos, if the child is kibashis, kibasheva, 6-7 years old, he understands what business is all about, and he's a yosem, and he has no apotropis, and made a takana that he mikra mekach memkera memka b'metaltalim, he can do business deals metaltalim. So the Rambam says that's only if he makes a normal kinyan, but if he makes a kinyan chalipin, it's not going to work. So the Rabbi asks, why not? Chalipin is a regular kinyan, like anything else. Why does the katan not have kinyan chalipin? So Rabbi Baruch Be'er quotes in the name of Rabbi Chaim, Rabbi Baruch Be'er in the end of the Seif on Kiddushin, quotes in the name of Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik, the pshat in the Rambam is, so again, Rabbi Baruch Be'er has such a difficult style of Hebrew that most people wouldn't understand one word that Rabbi Baruch Be'er is saying. But Rabbi Soloveitchik said this over in Shia. He didn't hear it from Rabbi Baruch Be'er. He heard it from his grandfather, Rabbi Chaim. So the way he said it, Rabbi, everybody understood it. That Rav Chaim said that kinyan chalipin is different from the other kinyan. When you make a kinyan, meshicha, hagbor, or mesira on a behema, or chalipin shavu b'shavu make it, or kinyan chazok on karka, or lo di kinyanim, you have to have das, and you have to make a maisa kinyan. If you just have das alone, it's not chal. That's the first line in the Rambam, in Hilchas Mechira, and amekach niktim b'dvarim, you have to make a maisa kinyan. If you make a maisi kinyan, you didn't have das, also no good. You have to have a maisi kinyan, you have to have das. And chalipin, the pshat is, why is it that chalipin is good, l'kaim kol dover, on anything and everything? Why is it that it works to be kind of kalt karka, or metaltalim, or to create a hischaibus? If I say, hey, I obligate myself to give you $100, so if I just say it, I'm not mechuyif to pay. If you make a kinyan chalipin, then it makes me mechuyif to pay. Why is it? It's also l'kaim kol dover, good for anything and everything. So Rav Soloveitchik said, the name Rav Chaim, the pshat is, when you make a kinyan chalipin, it's just a demonstration, it's an indication that there's a strong gemiras das. And the das alone accomplishes the kinyan, because we do have exceptions to the rule. Chazon Ish in the Sefer on Chosha Mishpot has, before the whole Sefer begins, he has a page and a half where he quotes from his father, who was a big Talmud Chacham. He quotes from his father a lot of rayas from Gemaras that there are unusual cases where it's clear, it's very compelling that there's a very strong Gemaras Das, so there there's no need for a Maisa Kinyan. The Rosh Hashul Sam Chorus in the first Perek Mechorus also collects a whole bunch of sources that's overlap. They both quote this part of the same sources, and the Chazon Ish's father quoted more sources, and the Rosh Hashul quotes also a little bit. There's, not everything is the same. But they quote from Gemara's, when there's a very strong Gemara's Das, then you don't need a Maisa Kinyan at all. So even when you do a Kinyan Chalipin is just Mechazik the Das, it's just an indication that there's a strong Gemara's Das, and Kinyan is Chal with Das alone, without any need. Chalipin is not a Maisa Kinyan. So that's the answer to the Pelot Dike Rashi. How can it be that Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara in Perek Hazov, that there's one opinion, either Bekelev Shal Kana or Bekelev Shal Makna? Which way is it supposed to be? The answer is, it's just the giving over of the handkerchief is just a symbolic act to demonstrate that there's a strong Gemiras Das. And the Gemiras Das accomplishes the kinyan. So that's why Rashi holds in one opinion. It doesn't make a difference whether he gives me or I give him. And that's why it works both on karka and on metaltim and everything. It was never formulated either as a kinyan karka or as a kinyan metaltim. It's not a kinyan at all. Chalipin is not a maisa kinyan at all. It's just an activity that demonstrates that there's a strong Gemiras Das, and the strong Gemiras Das accomplishes the kinyan alone. Like in the rare cases you have in the Gemara. So whenever you want to elevate the level of the Das, there should be a stronger Gemiras Das. So the way to do it is making a kinyan chalipin. And that explains the Pele Dike Rambam. The minig is, when the Balabatim request of the rabbi to sell a chometz for them, so the rabbi gives the Balabas a handkerchief, or they used to give the bottom of their big jacket. They would tell the Baal Bas, why they give a jacket? Because the jacket usually used to be made from wool, and the handkerchiefs were made from cotton. And there's a Tosfos in the last Perek in Baal Bas, in Perek Et Poshet, but Tosfos raises a possibility, then they reject it. Tosfos raises a possibility. The Gemara says in the first Perek in Baal Metziah, when I give you a handkerchief for Kinyan Chalipin, you're only holding on to half of the handkerchief, you're not even holding on to the whole thing. The Gemara said that's good enough, because if you have gimel or gimel etzboa, it's 3 inches by 3 inches of a piece of cloth, so that's valuable for something to use as a patch to sew onto a pair of trousers or to a pair of socks or something they have a hole. So gimel or gimel is considered a beggin and it's mekabel tuma. So the Mishnah says in Kalim that gimel or gimel etzboa is only mekabel tuma if it's tzemer or pishtim. If it's some other kind of material, it has to be bigger than gimel or gimel. The Tosfos raises the possibility, maybe when you give a handkerchief to the other person, and all he's holding on to is a little bit, that's gimel, gimel, not holding on to the whole handkerchief. Usually a handkerchief is folded up in 12 different parts or 24 parts, whatever. You hold on to part of the handkerchief, see? And the other person is still holding on to part of the handkerchief. So the Gemara says, how is it good? Are you not holding on to the whole kli? The Gemara says, no, gimel, gimel, that's boss, has the status of the whole kli. So since the Mishnah says that only applies to tzemer or pishtim, and the handkerchief is made from wool, so some rabbanim had a kpeda, they used to wear woolen suits. They used to give the corner of the jacket, of the kapota, which was made from wool, that the balabas would hold on to gimel or gimel of that would be good. So Rabbi Yitzchok Hanan has a tshuva about this. And he raised the question, what if he gave a cotton handkerchief? It's gimel la gimel, but it's not made from wool. Is it good? So he says, it's one line in the Tosfos. It's like mamish, like a needle in a haystack. It's one line in a big fat Tosfos in the other book of Basra, a boring Tosfos. And one line Tosfos writes over there that it doesn't make a difference, even if it's not from wool. Even if it's made from cotton, is also good. He says, it's good. It's good. You don't have to give dafka the corner of the handkerchief. Yeah. So the... So getting back again, the way Rav Chaim explained that the Kinyan Chalipin is just a Kinyan of Gemiras Das, so then we understand what the Rambam writes. The Rambam writes that there's a minig that when you appoint a shliach to give a get to your wife, you appoint a shliach to sell the chometz for you. A lot of balabatim make a mistake. They think that they're selling the chometz to the rabbi. The rabbi is Jewish. He doesn't want to buy your chometz. He has enough problems with his own chometz. The rabbi is functioning as the shech of the balabatim to sell the chometz on their behalf. Most of the rabbis have a shtar hashor. Shtar hashor is not a shtar mechira. You're not selling the chametz to the rabbi. Shtar hashor means ani marsheh. I authorize the rabbi to function as my shliach to sell the chametz to a non-Jew on my behalf. But you don't really sell the chametz to the rabbi. So the Rambam writes in Hilchas Mechira, he says there are certain things where kinyan chalipin just doesn't fit in and it doesn't make any sense. And even if you make the kinyan chalipin, nothing is accomplished. He says when you appoint a shliach. So what? It doesn't make sense to make a kinyan chalipin. You're not being makna any item. You're authorizing the rabbi to function as your shliach to sell the chametz for you. So the Chazon Ish and the Stipler, they had the practice that it's a minik shtus, a minik tois. Tois writes on the first daf in Bava Basra, the base of Aleph on the first Mishnah. They prove in the Mishnah that sometimes, even though there's a minik that everybody observes, it's a minik, sometimes a minik shtus, you're not supposed to follow minik shtus. Then there's such a famous tshuva by the Rabbi Natam that's printed on the bottom of the page of the Mordechai Maseches Gittin, where the Rabbi Natam says about a certain minig that they had regarding writing a get. He writes, a minig is osias gehenim, mem nun hei gimel. Same letter says, go straight to gehenim if you observe the minig, because it's a stupid minig. It's a minig shtus you don't follow. So in every generation, the Rabbanim have to determine what's considered a minig shtus, what's not. So the Chazish and his brother-in-law, the Stipler, they both, when they would sell the chometz, they wouldn't waste any time to make a kinyan chalipin with the rabbi, because the Rambam says that it's a minig shtus. Rabbi Soloveitchik insisted, no, you have to make the kinyan chalipin, because the Rambam first says a chalipin doesn't mean anything, it's not needed, it doesn't accomplish anything, it's a waste of time. Then the Rambam does make sense out of it. He says, why is there such a widespread minig that when you point to shlich to give a get to your wife, or you point to shlich to sell the chometz for you, why is the meaning that you do make kinyan chalipin? So he says it's to demonstrate that I'm appointing the shliach b'leiv sholem, b'leiv gomer. I'm not kidding around. So that's why the Rambam explained that. That's how he says it makes sense. So why do you make a kinyan chalipin? So Rabbi Soloveitchik said that's the reason why, because the whole kinyan chalipin in the first place is just to demonstrate that there's a strong gemiras das. And once there's a strong gemiras das, the kinyan takes effect without any ma'aseh kinyan. Chalipin is not a ma'aseh kinyan, it doesn't show bailus, just indicates that there's a strong gemiras das, and the gemiras das accomplishes the kinyan. So when you point to shliach, the minig is that you make a kinyan chalipin to demonstrate that I'm doing it b'leiv shalom, b'leiv gomer. So that's why the Rambam writes that if the person who appoints a shliach will make an oral declaration, b'leiv shalom gomarti v'yamarti dovazeh, then there's no need for the kinyan chalipin. The whole minig that you do a kinyan chalipin is just to demonstrate that he really is appointing the shliach b'leiv sholem, and here he says he's doing it b'leiv sholem, so then there's no need for that. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik explained, that if you should assume like this explanation Rav Chaim gave, why kinyan chalipin doesn't work by the kotn shigil or in his aputais, because it's a kinyan of das, and the kotn is a lab bar das. The kotn is a lab bar das, so you can only, minatori can't make any kinyan, because every kinyan has to be with das. I mean, the rabbanon, they said, all right, the kinyan is good without das, but that's only a kinyan hagbah, kinyan meshicha, kinyan chazaka, other kinyanim. But kinyan chalipin, the whole thing just rests on das. There's nothing there aside from das. You can't say kinyan chalipin is good without das. The whole kinyan just consists of das. The whole thing is just pure das. So that was the suggestion. That's pshat in the Rambam. Why the Rambam says that a kotn shigil oinu saputas, he can't sell like they kinyan chalipin. So if you say it like that, then you understand why the Ravid thinks that you need edus l'kiyum adavar by chalipin. Just if you should adopt the Mishnah Melech with Rav Chaim's explanation. That why do you need Eidus L'Kim Adav by Gitlin Kedushin? To elevate the Das to a higher level. So then by Chalipin also. So Rav Soloveitchik was good at coining terms. So he said, all other Kinyonim you need Das Makne. And by Chalipin you need Das Hamis Chayef. What do you mean? He wanted to make another word to say you need a higher level of Das there. That's why the Mufal Samuflish is no good. So he said, and you need Das Hamis Chayef over there. With the connotation of a stronger Das. And then he explained, maybe once he coined that term, so he said, and we use the same expression to distinguish between a shtar and a piksovam. If the shtar was authorized by the Das HaMeschayev, then it has a din of a shtar. The Edom is signed on their own without being authorized by the Das HaMeschayev, then it's called mepiksovam and it's no good. So maybe that explains why kinyam ifnei shnayim ve'etzach lai maksoivu. And the Shulchan Aruch paskens against that tesis in Ksubas. We said there's a tesis in Ksubas, but tesis writes that any kinyan kesef and kinyan chazok and kinyan hagbah, kinyan mashiach, and whatever, any kinyan was made in the presence of two witnesses, it's self-understood, it's implicit that two witnesses have a right to write a shtar, even though you never told them explicitly. So we don't accept that sheet in the Torah. We pask on the Shulchan Aruch, only kinyan chalipin. And then they have in parentheses six lines, and they quote all the Rishonim say like that against that Tosis in Ksuvas. You have to have Dafke Kinyan Chalipin. So why? Rav Soloveitchik said, oh, we just coined the term that Kinyan Chalipin needs Das HaMeschayev, and to write a Shtar need Das HaMeschayev. So Das HaMeschayev, Das HaMeschayev. So maybe that's the pshat. Once you express the Das HaMeschayev on this Kinyan, namely that you made a Kinyan Chalipin, so maybe there's no need for a Das HaMeschayev to write a Shtar, as long as there was a Das HaMeschayev. As long as he wants to express the Das HaMeschayev on this Kinyan, so the Edom have a right to write a Shtar without being explicitly authorized. Where did he get that idea from? Because there's a Gemara, there's a Mishnah in the end of Bava Basra. I think it's a Mishnah. Anybody know Mishnah? The Mishnah talks about a person had a Shtar Chayiv, and then the Shtar Chayiv, let's say, has a Shtar Chayiv in a glass frame. Like people have photographs hanging on the wall. So some people have the ksuba hanging on the wall. And then they have the electric lights on, or the sun is shining on it, and it fades. After a long time, it fades. So the ksuba was written with normal length, so the ksuba doesn't fade. And the chasimus edim fades, sometimes. The edim, the signature of the edim fade. I have a Rambam in my office. I used to give chaburas when I was single. I used to give chaburas every Thursday night. So I had a whole bunch of guys used to learn. So they bought me a gift, a two-volume Rambam, the two volumes of the Rambam. So someone wrote, they thanked me for giving the chaburas on Thursday night, and then all the boys signed their names in ballpoint pen. So only one signature remains. All the others, mamash, disappeared. You can't even see that there was any signature there. Everything disappeared because it was in my office for so long, and the sun shines in, so all the ballpoint things disappeared. So some people have that on their ksuba. They have a ksuba hanging up on the wall. And the electric lights are on, and the sun is shining on it. So the ksuba remains, and the signatures disappear. So there's a Mishnah in the end of Bava Basra, Misha Nimchak Shtar Chayivai. His Shtar Chayiv disappeared. And the people know whose signature was there. They know that it had signatures on it. So the Mishnah says, if you have two Edom who know, well, let's say there was a fire in the house, and there are two Edom who know that there was a Shtar, and the Shtar was burnt in the fire. So the two Edom have a right to write a shtar and sign it, even though they were never there in the very beginning. When the guy borrowed the money, let's say the ksuba, they were never there when the guy got married. They weren't born till after the guy was married. But they see that the woman has a ksuba hanging up on the wall. She said that's her ksuba. And then the ksuba faded, it disappeared. So they can write a new ksuba and they can sign it, even though the husband never authorized them to write the ksuba. So Tosfos says, but where's the Das HaMeschayev? So Tosfos writes in the end of Bava Kamra, around Daf Tzadik Ches or so, since there was originally a Das HaMeschayev to write the first Shtar, the husband authorized the Edom in the very beginning, 50 years ago, to sign the first Ksuba, even though he never authorized the Edom now to write a second Ksuba, there was a Das HaMeschayev. So Tosfos says there was a Das HaMeschayev to write a Ksuba, and now the old Ksuba disappeared, it wore out, and now they're going to sign again the exact same Shtar. But Rav Soloveitchik said, maybe that's the Pshat in the Gemara. Kinyan mifnei shnayim ve'etzach lai maksoivu. As long as there was a Das HaMeschayev on this Kinyan, that the karka should belong to you. There wasn't only Das Makne. There was a Das HaMeschayev because they made a Kinyan Chalipin. Kinyan Chalipin needs a Das HaMeschayev. So then, ein tzarich lai maksoivu. You don't have to have an explicit Das HaMeschayev to write a shtar. because the Das HaMeschai was already expressed on this kinyan. That was a suggestion that Rabbi Soloveitchik gave. Questionable. It's questionable if that's the pshat. Yeah. Because it's a kinyan that takes effect without a ma'ase kinyan. The handing over of the handkerchief is just a symbolic act to represent the fact that there's a very strong das makna, and the das makna, whenever you have a strong das makna, then it accomplishes the kinyan. So to distinguish between the das that's needed in a kinyan kesef or a kinyan chazaka or a kinyan hagbah, mishicha, all other kinyanim, so Rav Soloveitchik says maybe we'll call those das makna, and this one we'll call das hamischaif. So das hamischaif, in a sense, a higher level of das, higher level of das. So then it could be, maybe that's the pshat in the Gemara. If you made a kinyan sudr, only kinyan sudr, other kinyan, if you made a kinyan sudr in the presence of two witnesses, so you already expressed the das hamischaif regarding this karka that it should belong to you, then you don't need, you wouldn't require another das hamischaif. Not that it's an umdir, that's implicit, it's self-understood as if he authorized the Edom to write. No one didn't. Maybe it's halacha, just like Taisa said, once it was a das hamischaif on one ksuba when they got married, and the ksuba was destroyed, the new Edom who weren't there at all, they weren't even born at the time the guy got married, the new Edom have a right to sign another shtar without any new need for a das hamischaif. So maybe that's the pshat over here also. Once there was a das hamischaif expressed that the karka should belong to this, but not just a das makna, Das HaMeschaif, so then they have a right to write a shtar without another Das HaMeschaif.
But the Das HaMeschaif of the Kenyan is not even really the same as the Das HaMeschaif of the shtar, because the Das HaMeschaif of the shtar has a shibud. The Das HaMeschaif of just the Kenyan itself wouldn't come along with a shibud.
It depends what the shtar is all about. If it's a shtar halvah, then it's a shibud, okay. But if it's shtar on karka, shtar just says that I sold you the karka. So I sold you the karka with kesef or with a kinyan chazoka, so that there was only das makna expressed. If I sold you the karka with the kinyan chalipin, then we assume chalipin has a higher level of das, and we're going to call that a das hamischaif, in the sense something over and above das makna. So the suggestion was made, maybe that's why we pass in the Shulchan Aruch that it's only chalipin. A kinyan made in the presence of two edim, some other kinyan made, is that you wouldn't say stam kinyan liksiva, only kinyan chalipin. Why? Because kinyan chalipin requires a higher level of das, a stronger das, namely das hamischaif. So once it was das hamischaif that this field should belong to you, then you have a right to write a shtar without a separate das hamischaif on the shtar. There was a das hamischaif on this field that this transaction, the karka, should belong to you. That's a chiddush. Okay, so that's the second topic that Tais is discussing. Yeah.
What else is there to suggest for the chiluk between chalipin?
Usually assumed that is an umdana. That's why I said in Shulchan Aruch, let's say they made a kinyan chalipin, and then the Edom have a right to write a shtar. And then the guy said, wait a minute, what are you doing? Write a shtar? I don't want you to write a shtar. I don't give you permission. So it says a beferish in the mechaber. He can prevent them, he can block them from writing the shtar, because it's just an umdana. We assume if he made a kinyan chalipin, it's probably implicit that he would be happy if the Edom, he wouldn't mind if the Edom would write a shtar. But if he says no, don't write a shtar, he can't write a shtar.
Oh, and specifically the chalipin, because there's another advantage with the yipoi koach, the chalipin. Why specifically the chalipin is there that umdana?
I don't know. Maybe it was something in the days of the Gemara. Why should it be today? I don't know.
So the Ravid says that chalipin can be taken as like a joke, right? So like, what would the Ram mean? How do you get to the? How do you assess that there was that high level of past if chalipin is so easy? If it's just the handing over of a handkerchief, and the Ravid calls it like.
The Rambam thinks that Edis Likima Dover is only based on Gzeir Shava Dover Dover Mimamen. It's a Gemara, the end of Gittin, the very end of Gittin. So it's only by Dover Shebiyer, but even Maskim, the Rambam would agree that Khalifa needs a higher level of Das. The Rambam is the one who says that the Mufalo Samachlish cannot make a Kenyan Khalifa. He can only sell Metaplan with any other Kenyan other than Khalifa. And it seems that that's the reason why, because Khalifan is a kinyan of das. If the kitten is a lot, the child is a lot by das, the whole kinyan is missing. But the Ram has a hold that Eidus L'kiyum Adav is restricted only to Gittin Gedushin, only to Inyan Yishus, maybe to Yibum. How do we paskan alcha lamaisa? It's interesting. What about yibum? If you did yibum without edus l'kimanov, so the two tshuvas in the binyan sin. Bianca Vetlinker was a rabbi in Germany. He was the one who gave smicha to Rabbi Samson Reifel Hirsch. So Rabbi Yankov Etlinger has a collection of tshuvas that's called Binyan Sion. He has two volumes, Chelek Aleph, Chelek Beis. He has the same shaila, came up years apart, in Chelek Aleph, Chelek Beis. That a man died, he left no children, and his wife needed chalitza. So we don't practice Yibum today. But the brother had a crush on his sister-in-law, and they slept together, and they want to do chalitza later on. As long as the brother was alive, say he's not going to be Baal Eshishish, but after the brother died, say they knew, then the Chumash, it says you can do Yibum, but they're not going to do Yibum, because the Rabbanim don't allow it today, we only allow chalitza. But it has two different cases, probably 20 years apart, that they slept together, but there were no Edom. There were no Edom at the time. So he paskins la'alacha, that Yibum needs Edis l'kim adav, paskins do need Edis l'kim adav. Since when the Eidus came out, the Yibum was not Chal, and therefore he can still do the Chalitza. The two tshuvas, he says that you do need Eidus that came out of. That's a machlekes in Shulchan Aruch. So he paskins halacha l'maisa. L'hokel, that you don't need a get. All you need is the Chalitza, because the Yibum was not Chal, because you do need Eidus that came out of. Rav Chaim assumes that according to the Rambam, you wouldn't need Eidus that came out of by Chalitza. Our practice is that we always have Eidus L'kim Adov by Chalitza. Our meaning is when you do Chalitza, there's a Machlokes in the first Mishnah. Machlokes in the Mishnah in Yevamos. And Perek Mitzvah's Chalitza has all the dinim. There's one Perek Mitzvah Chalitza towards the end of Yevamos has all the dinim of Chalitza. So there's a Machlokes Hatanaim, Reb Shimon, Reb Yudah, how much of the Bezin do you need? Well, see, Rin Tashara, Le'eni has a Kenim. The Chalitza has to be done in the presence of the Bezin. Bezin of three or Bezin of five. So that's a machlokes. So we pass Mikra Din a Bezin of three, but the minig is that we have five. So you have three sitting on one row, and at a right angle to them, you have the two nosofim. The Gemara says that the Bezin of Chalitza, you're not allowed to use a dayanim who are gerim, because the Pasuk says after he finishes performing the whole Chalitza, they say, V'nikra Shmo B'Yisrael, V'Yisrael V'lo B'Gerim, that the Bezin shouldn't be gerim. But the Gemara says the three members of the Bezin who are not gerim can sit together with two who are gerim. That's not a problem, as long as the ikar bezin is not gerim. So we have the bezin of five, basically three and two is five. Then we have sitting, the bezin sits. Then we have two edim standing. Then we have the yavam and the yavama perform the chalitza. So we always have two edim in addition to the three members of the bezin who are sitting. We have two edim who are standing. So Rabbi Kevega writes, if you look in the Sefer Drush V'Chidush, yes, on Sugyas. So in between Chelek Aleph and Chelek Beis, Drush V'Chidush, there are around four pages, eight pages of tshuvas, letters that Rabbi Kevega sent. So in one of the letters, he writes, he doesn't understand the practice that we have. Why do you have five dayanim sitting and two people standing, functioning as Eidus L'kim Adov by the Chalitza? Let the five dayanim serve as the Eidim. What does it mean? An Eid Nasa Dayan. An Eid can't serve as a Dayan. He says, no, Tosis is going to say, that's a famous Tosis, this gigantic Tosis on Tesamid Aleph. We have to learn that. So Tosis said, that's only Eid Hameid, Ein Eid Nasa Dayan. An Eid who testified cannot turn around and serve as a Dayan on the case. But the Eid is just watching. You don't say Ein Eid Nasa Dayan. The Eid Haraya can't serve as a Dayan. So why do you insist on having the meaning is like that? You have five Dayanim sitting and two people standing who serve as Eidus L'kim Adava by the Chalitza. We always have Eidus. We always have Eidus by Chalitza. Rab Chaim claims that the Rambam would not agree. Rab Chaim has a difficulty on the Rambam, that the Rishonim ask on the Rambam. So Rab Chaim, to answer the difficulty, he comes up with the Chiddush. He thinks that the Rambam's opinion is Rambam and Hilchus Chalitza. Rab Chaim has it. He thinks that the Rambam would say the Chalitza doesn't need Eidus L'kim Adava. You can answer the Kasha and the Rambam differently. That's Rav Chaim answered that way. One can answer differently. Anyway, this is a fascinating topic. That's on the Tosfos on Vav Amud Beis. Yes.
How can one answer differently?
I never said what the difficulty was in the Rambam. There's a difficult Rambam that Rav Chaim answers by suggesting that the Rambam holds that there's no need for Eidus L'kim Adav and Chalitza. I never said what the difficulty was, but it can be answered very simply. Look at my Sefer. I have everything explained to myself. Well, my shiur I'm printed in my sefer. Yes.
In this talking about the
that's one issue that the Mishlei Melech raises whether the Eidus L'kim Adav by Yibum. What's the issue? because he says the Yibam is kind of even bal kocha. So Abchaim says that chalitz is also good even without das. Why? Because the Gemara says a cotton can't do chalitz is exeris akosav. Kocha yasa leish shaliv ish velo cotton. What do you need exeris akosav ish velo cotton? A cotton is a lot bar das, and the Gemara says you need kavana by chalitz. You have to have kavana. So he says apparently a cotton is a bar hachiv having kavana. Then the Gemara says, oh, so that's Rab Chaim says, Kavan and Das are not the same. So you see that all you need for Chalitza is Kavan, you don't need Das. So he says, you can't say that you need, Rab Chaim claims, you can't say you need Eidus Likim Adova by Chalitza to elevate the level of Das. You don't even need Das, all you need is Kavan. There was, one would have had a half a minute that a cotton can perform the Chalitza, if not for the Xeris HaKosuv. So you say, even though you need Kavan, you don't need Das. So you can't say you need Eidus Likim Adava to have the higher level of Das. Then in Amud Aleph, the Taisis brought six rayas from six different Gemaras to prove that the Mechila in a Tzvichikin. So one of the, we didn't really discuss. So one of the Gemaras is a very famous Gemara, so we spoke about it a little bit. Chai Vodam Lama Baloshan Rav. You see, when Rav Soloveitchik learned his Dav, he discussed that Gemara. So that's why I discussed the Gemara also. The Gemara in Kiddushin on Dav Tezayin. So the Gemara raises the question, how do you free an Eved Ivri? So the Gemara quotes a Braisa. You give him a Shtar Shichra. You give him a Shtar Shichra. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, why do you have to give a Shtar Shichra to the Eved Ivri? Lemalei ba'pitre zil. Why don't you just say you owe me? I bought. How do you have an eved ivri? The two kinds of eved ivri, either machru bezdin or mocher atzmo. So machru bezdin. Why should bezdin sell somebody as an eved ivri? What mitzvahs am isim tovim? What did he do that they're selling him as an eved ivri? Because he stole money and he never paid back the money. If he borrowed money and he didn't pay it back, you can't sell him as an eved ivri. We said yesterday. I gave the shiur for the children yesterday because Rabbi Cohen wasn't here. So I spoke about the Haftarah. The Haftarah says that Eishes Ovadia, that's how the Gemara says it was Ovadia Hanavi. So Eishes Ovadia came to Elisha Hanavi. Elisha was the Rebbe of her husband Ovadia. And her husband hid out Nevi'im. It was the time of Izebel and Achav. They were killing all Nevi Hashem. They only allowed Nevi HaBaal to remain alive of the Avodah Zarah. So her husband Ovadia had borrowed money from everybody in order to give food to these Nevi'im, and he died and he never paid back the debt. So it says in the Haftarah, the Hanosha Bola Kachas Shnei Yolodai, and the Balichoyves, the Malba, is coming to take my children as Avadim because my husband borrowed money. So what kind of a din is that? Hanosha, but there is no such din. So Tosis writes in Masechus Abedizar, Achav HaRosha needs to be done B'dinei B'nei Noach, that by non-Jews, they sell you, this debt is prison. They put you in prison or they sell you as an eved if you don't pay up your debts. And by us, there is no such thing. We have a drash of an imka big nevasav alo b'chovom. You only sell a person as an eved ivri if he stole. And not even big zelo, only big nevasai, not for kefal and not for zelo, only karen of the gneva. You sell. Minimka big nevasav alo b'chovom. If he owes money, you don't sell. So Tosis writes that Achav, under Achav's rule, they followed Dinei Bnei Noach, that they were prepared to sell the children as Avadim because the husband had borrowed money and never paid back the money. Okay, fine. So there's this, the Gemara has this question in Kiddushin, Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph. They have this series of Mishnayos in Kiddushin. The first Mishnah says, Huisha Niknas, how do you get married? Then it says, how do you kind of karka? How do you kind of metaltalim? And how do you kind of Eved Ivri? How do you kind of Eved Knaini? So then it says, and how do you free an Eved Ivri? So they brought Gemara quotes at Bryce, Tana, if he and Eved Ivri, by writing a Mishtar. So the Gemara says, what do you have to write a Shtar? Just say, Leimalei Bapi Trezil, just say, I'm Mechel you. When you buy the Eved Ivri, either Machruhu Bezdin, either Bezdin sold them because of Nimka Big Nevasa, or Mecher Atzma, he sold himself. You're not allowed to be Mecher Atzma, Kidibanei Sol Avarim, Lavarim, Lavarim. But if he sold himself, say, so he sold. So what's the din when a person is sold either? Machru bezan machar atmo, so he owes service for the next 6 years to the odon. So the odon can be meichel. So what does the odon have to write a shtar? It's expensive to write a shtar. The odon used to write shtaris on parchment, cost money. Let him just say, I'm meichel you this service, that you don't have to work with me for the next 6 years and finish. The Gemara says, Osameres, you see, the mechila doesn't work on at the end. and Ebedivia is Gufa Konin. So therefore you need a shtar, you can't just say that you're Moichel. So there's a machloikas, Tosis and the Ramban had to learn the Gemara's answer. The question of the Gemara was, what do you need a shtar? Shichur for an Ebedivia for? Just say, I'm Moichel, because Mechila and it's with a Kinyan. That's one of the six rayas. Tosis has six different Gemaras to prove the Mechila and it's with a Kinyan. So that was the kasha. The question is, what was the answer? So the Ramban interprets in the Gemara's answer that just like by Nevet Kanaini, we assume that there are two different kinyan, and there's a kinyan Iser, there's a kinyan Mammon, and there's a kinyan Iser. I own Gemara, I own watch, I own clothing, so that's a kinyan Mammon. Then I own an Nevet Kanaini, that's what we call a kinyan Iser. I own Nevet Kanaini, with respect, it's relevant to Iser the Heter. Where is it relevant to Iser the Heter? So the Gemara in Yivamas, Dafayinam, and Beis, the first daf in Ha'or, the Gemara says, Gemara picks out a din, that an Evek Naini cannot become immune on a Korban Pesach without authorization of the Yodah, as opposed to an Evek Dibi, who is a free agent, and he can become immune without any authorization from the Yodah. He can decide on his own. So the Gemara says that there's a Kinyan Iser, that's the expression that we call it. We said that Avne Miluim has this tshuva in the end of the Sefer, he calls it a Kinyan Iser. So the Gemara in Gittin and in Perek HaShalech, the fourth Perek in Gittin, the Gemara has a machlok, is Rabbi Shmuel. What's a din hamafker abda? I have an ebeknaini. Hefker. How do you know there's an institution of hefker? If I own a Gemara, who says I can be mafker it? When the Rabban Shalom created the whole world, everything was up for grabs. Everything was hefker. So the other Marishan grabbed and other people, everybody grabbed. Maybe once you grab, maybe there's no way to be mafker. Maybe you can only transfer ownership to somebody else. How do you know you can revert back to the original state of ownerlessness? How do you know there's such a thing as hafkara? So the Yerushalmi learns that from the pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, Vashviyas Tishmetenu Unetashto. In Shnas Hashmita, it's a mitzvah on the part of the farmer to declare that he's mafkir all of the peris. That's how Rabbi Yosef Karo learns. Vashviyas Tishmetenu, the farmer should be mafkir the peris. The Mabit was a contemporary of Rabbi Yosef Karo. He was together in the Bezin and Tzvat, and he disagreed. They had a couple of disputes. So one of the disputes was about this. The Mabit was of the opinion that the perishvias that grow on the farm of the Jewish farmer becomes hefka automatically. That's called Avkaita de Malka. The Melech Malch Amlochim, Dinan Malchus Adina, the Rebbe Shalom is the Melech over Eretz Yisrael. And the Rebbe Shalom declared Tishmeteno, that the peris become hefka. You should observe the hefka. You should honor the hefka that the Rebbe Shalom made. Rabbi Yosef Karo said, no, it's not Hefker automatically, not Avkaita de Malko, that's a lotion that appears in Bob Mitzvah. Not Avkaita de Malko, the farmer has a mitzvah to be mafker. That's a question the Menchas Chinuch talks about. There's a Mishnah in Kiddushin that if a girl owns a farm in Eretz Yisrael, so the peris are also Hefker. So according to Rabbi Yosef Karo, means the girls have a mitzvah to be mafker. A girl owns a farm, she has the same mitzvah as a man has to be mafker the peris a girl has. So Menchas Chinuch asks, why shouldn't it be a mitzvah saseh shazman grama? An interesting kasha. Every seventh year, it's only once in 7 years during Shnas Hashmita, is really a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. The fact that the peris have kedushas peris shviyas, that is a zman grama. But then halacha says, whoever, any Jewish person who owns peris shviyas on his farm has a mitzvah to be mafkirit. Maybe that's not called Zman Grama. The fact that the Peres have Kedusha is Peres. The Zman is Gorim, that is Shnas HaShmita. And the Shnas HaShmita is Gorim, that the Peres have Kedusha is Peres. But the Mitzvah to be Mafkir, it could be that. That's not called Zman Grama. Anyway, that's his Kasha. There's a Beferish in Mishnah. Mishnah tells a story that a boy wanted to marry a girl in Shnas HaShmita. So he took fruits or vegetables from her farm in Shemitah, when it was Hefker, and he gave it to the girl. He said, have Mekadeshes Li with the fruits that grew on your own farm. So the Mishnah says that it's good, because the parents were Hefker. You can't take the girl's ring and give it back to the girl and say, have Mekadeshes with your own ring. You have to give her something that belongs to you. So the Mishnah says that the boy took parents from her farm. So you see from the Mishnah that the parents on the girl's farm are also Hefker. So the Minchas Chinuch asks, but according to Rabbi Yosef Karo, that it doesn't become hefker automatically. It's a mitzvah on the part of the farmer. He should declare it as hefker. So you see that the girls are mechuyev also in the mitzvah to declare hefker. Why shouldn't it be as mangrom? It's a good question, an interesting question. So I call upon him. The pasuk says twice, Ashviz Tishmentano Unetashto. So there's an ongoing debate, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yosef Glili, with the Dibbe Terek of the Shem Bein Odom, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. but a dibur Torah k'lishem, a lo dibur Torah k'lishem yadam. The adarshin l'shain is k'fulim anan. So we assume, like Rabbi Akiva, lo dibur Torah k'lishem yadam. And now we have hanek tanek nasin titein pasach tiftach mos yumas. Whenever you have a double loshin, a kefal loshin, you always darshin something. Here it says hashviz tishmetenu unetashta. So why does it have a kefal loshin? So the answer is Yerushalmi says tishmetenu, you have a mitzvah to be mafke the perishviz. Whenever you want to be mafka, anything that you own, you always have the ability to be mafka. So such a thing exists. There is an institution of hefka. So the Ramban raises a question: when a man is married, why can't he just? Why does he have to write a get for his wife? Let him just say, "I'm mafka my wife." So I would have answered, "What do you mean mafka your wife? You don't have a kinyan at all on your wife. You don't have a kinyan mama. You don't have a kinyan issa. There's no kinyan at all. Hefka is chal. If you own property, you have the ability to declare it as hefka. You don't own your wife. The Mishnah says, Uisha niknes, it doesn't mean that it's a chalois kinyan. It's a maisi kinyan. Kesef, shtar, even via. Kesef and shtar for sure are kinyonim. Kesef is kind of karka, and shtar is kind of karka. Kesef and shtar are kind of in other places. Mala kesef is kind of biyama, the kind of kant. It's a regular kinyan. So the pashtus is, that when you get married, it's a maisa kinyan, but the chalois is not a chalois kinyan. He doesn't own, a husband doesn't own his wife. It's a relationship. They're married to each other. So the Ramban thinks not so. The pashtus is, that even according to the Ramban, the husband only has a kinyan, iser, on the wife. That's why she's aser. Loisinov is based on the fact that she belongs to the husband with respect to iser the het. But he doesn't have a kinyan mammon. The pashtus is like that. So this is a famous machlokes. Does the husband have a kinyan iser on his wife? Or no, the husband is married to his wife. There's a relationship, there's issues, but there's no kinyan iser. So this is a famous machlokes between the Pnei Yeshua and the end of Kiddushin and the Avdei Miluim. Avdei Miluim quotes the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua says, that in Kiddushin Topsin, if you give Kiddushin to your sister, to your mother, to your sister-in-law, Achav Krisis, that you need a pasuk for. That in Kiddushin Topsin Beishus Ish, you don't need a pasuk for that. Kiddushin means that the girl gives over her ownership, a person owns himself, the girl gives over her bailus on herself to the husband. She sells herself to the husband. So if she already sold herself to the first husband, how can she be mekabel kiddushin to sell herself to the second husband? So that's a double pashut. Let's say I have a house and I sold it to someone today, then I sell it to somebody else tomorrow. So the second kinyan on the second day is not chal. I already gave over ownership to the first person today. So the Ben Yeshua said that's a double pashut, that an eshus ish cannot be mekabel kiddushin to someone else. That's like a person selling his house once and then selling a second time. And then Avdei Miluim quotes and he says, what is he talking about? An eshus ish doesn't belong to the husband. It's neither a kinyan mamon nor a kinyan iser. It's isha niknes. It's a maisa kinyan, but brings about a chalois ishus. Doesn't bring about a chalois kinyan. So that's a famous machlokes between the Avdei Miluim and the Pnei Yeshua. There was a great goyin in Vilna, the Marcheshes, Rabbi Enoch Egish. He was older than Rabbi Chaim Moshe. He was older and he outlived the Rabbi Chaim Moshe. Rabbi Chaim Moshe died pretty young. So he's at a hesped when Rabbi Chaim Moshe died in the middle of the war. So he has a Sefer Marcheshes. He writes in the introduction to the Sefer, he's the old style. He doesn't know this newfangled style. He means Rabbi Chaim style. He learned by the Beis Halevi, he writes. He has the old style of learning. Then a lot of his troopers, he has the new style, he just doesn't use the lingo. But Rav Soloveitchik spoke to him, whenever Rav Soloveitchik would go from Berlin to Vilna to talk in learning with Rav Chaim Moshe, so he would talk in learning with Rav Enoch Egish also. There's something that it says over in his name. So he has in his sefer, it's called Marcheshes, the Chuvis Marcheshes. So some of them are essays, some of them, most of them are Chuvis, Aloha Lemais, and some of them are Mamar. So he has in one of the mamarim, it's not a tshuva, in one of the mamarim, he says that this famous machlek is between the Pnei Yeshua and the Avdei Miluim, whether the husband has a kinyan iser in his wife or not at all. It's a maisi kinyan, it brings about a chalois issues. He claimed, you look in the Yerushalmi, the beginning of Yibamah, it's a machlek is amarayim. So he made it even better. Not just the machlek of the Pnei Yeshua and the Avdei Miluim, famous machlek. Machlek is to amarayim in Yerushalmi. So what does the Ramban say? Ramban says beferish that the husband has a kinyan iser in his wife, because he asked the kasha, why can't a husband be mafke his wife? So he says hefke is only chal, hefke is only nitvas on kinyan imam, hefke can cancel ownership of a kinyan iser. So then based on that idea, so the Ramban understands the machloikas Rabbi Shmuel and the yeshivas, everybody says this over, because the Avnei Miloy has in the Tshuvas in the end of the Sefer most of the Shalosh Tshuvas Avnei Miloy are essays, and some of them one or two are Tshuvas. So this one is one of the essays where he talks about Kinyan Mam and Kinyan Is. So he says, if you have a Kinyan, if you have an Eved Knaini, so you own the Eved Knaini Kishor Vachamor. That's the Lashon that the Gemara has, Kishor Vachamor. The Lashon of Gemara Bava Kama. So just like you can be mafke Yeshua v'chamor, you can be mafke the Eved Knaini. So the Gemara says everybody goes hamafke rabdo yotzei l'cheres. If you're mafke the Eved Knaini, you have no right to make him work for you any longer because you don't own him anymore. But the hefke can only be chal on the kinyan mam. It can be chal on the kinyan issa. And the Gemara said, and the final base in Yevamos that there is a kinyan issa by Eved Knaini because he cannot become a mun on the korban pesach on his own. He has to have authorization of Yodam. So that's a machlekes. So we paskin like Shmuel, Hamafkav the Yotze Lecheris, the Efka is Chala Nikinyan Mamin, but Vetzara gets Shechur. He needs a Shtar Shechur to cancel the Kinyan Issa. Kinyan Issa can't be canceled with the Efka. And Rab disagrees, we don't pask like Rab. Rab disagrees, says Hamafkav the Yotze Lecheris, but ain't a Tzara gets Shechur. Why? Rab thinks that Efka is Chal and the Kinyan Issa. So the Ramban says that's impossible. A husband can't be mafkir his wife. You need to get. He says, no, Rab based it on a pasuk. It says by Korban Pesach in Parshas Boy, Chalevidish miknas kesef malta oso oz yochalbo. What does that mean? What does that pasuk mean? Before we get to this, Chalevidish miknas kesef yona and evit kanaini, umalta oso, you have to be malta yevit, oz yochalbo, who can now eat? So the Rashi and Chumash quotes, that's a machlekes hatanoim. Also, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmos says, oz yochalbo, the Eved Knaini cannot eat Korban Pesach unless he's Nimo. The Eved Knaini is a Orel, he can't eat Korban Pesach. We pass like Rabbi Kiva, Malta also, Oz Yochobo, the Odon cannot eat Korban Pesach if he has an Eved Knaini. Milos Avodah Me'akvosa Me'lechal B'Korban Pesach. If he didn't perform the Bris Milah on your Eved Knaini, then the Odon is not allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach. That's how we pass. So they have a puzzle. Chalabidish miknas kesef and malta osa az yechalbo. If you don't the bris on the eved, so the odin is not allowed to eat the carbon pesach. The eved for sure is not allowed to eat. An oral is not allowed to eat carbon pesach, but the extra puzzle means even the odin is not allowed to eat. So the Gemara asks, why does it say chalabidish? Does it mean chalabidish v'lo eved isha? The Gemara says that doesn't make any sense. Why should the din be different by an isha from an ish? The din should be the same. So the Marsha says, why should it then be the same? A woman is not mechuyev to be mal her son. So the woman is probably not mechuyev to be mal the Eved either. So maybe the milas Eved is only miyakiv the Odon if the Odon is mechuyev la malas Eved. But the Isha is not mechuyev la malas Eved. So the pasuk is v'chal Eved Ish v'lo Eved Isha. The woman said, so that's the mashor, has that kashan. And there's a whole literature on that kashan. I mean, Chaschinach has a whole discussion on that. But the Gemara says that's out of the question. You can't say v'chal Eved Ish v'lo Eved Isha. That's not correct. It's not true. And Eved Isha also, the woman cannot eat Korban Pesach if she's not Mal V'Eved. The question, why not? Okay. So the Gemara says, what does it do? V'chal Eved Ish. So Rab says, v'chal Eved Ish, if the Eved belongs to an Adon, he has an Adon who is the Balabas over him, so then you have a Kinyan Isha. Malta also is Yechal Bo. Then the Milas Eved is Me'akiv the Adon Me'lechal Korban Pesach. But Amafker Abdo, so the Eved doesn't have an Adon, so he's not an Eved Ish. He's not an Eved who belongs to an Adon, who Balabtib is over him. So once the Kinyan Mammon disappears, so the Kinyan Isa also vanishes into thin air by itself. So that's the opinion of Rav. Hamafker Abdoi, Eved Knaini, Yotze Lecheris, the Hefker is Chal on the Kinyan Mammon, and Rav holds Einitzar Get Shichur, because once the Kinyan Mammon is cancelled by hook or by crook, then the Kinyan Issa disappears also. The same thing Rabban says, that's a double pashut. A Jew has an Eved Knaini, he sells him to someone else, sells him to another Jew. So when he makes a Kinyan, when he sells the Eved Knaini, Bishtar or the Kesef, so he makes a Kinyan on the Kinyan Mammon. How does he transfer the ownership of the Kinyan Issa? That now the new owner has to determine where the Eved Knaini should become a Mun on a Korban Pesach. So it says, understood, when Eved Yisrael, the Kinyan Mammon, the Kinyan Issa takes along. It goes along. So the same thing, Rab's opinion is, Amafke Rab, the Yons, once you mafke the Kinyan Mammon, the Kinyan Issa also vanishes into thin. We don't pass like that. We pass like Shmuel. The Amafke Rab, the Yotze Lecheris, you have to have Kirschala and the Kinyan Mammon, but Tzor get Shichu, you do need to get Shichu. So So that's a big machlokes. This is where we left off last time. So we left in leaving at the same time. We still didn't. This is all background. So I didn't get to the punchline. Okay, so we'll leave that tomorrow. There's a machlokes Tosis in the Ramban. Is there a kinyan issa by Yevid Ivri? Is there a kinyan issa? Okay. Tune in tomorrow.
So according to that, then how can the Ramban say there's just kinyan issa by an isha? That by an isha can exist independent of a kinyan mamon?
Right, you have a pasuk by Yevid. Rav holds you have a pasuk by Yevid that the kinyan issa is a function of the kinyan mamon. Once kinyan mamon disappeared, kinyan issa, it's isha, there never was a kinyan mamon in the first place, only a kinyan issa. It's like it can exist independently. Yes, of course.
I just want to make sure I understood.
The
general assumption by what it means that Jackson is part of